Somebody get a tourniquet.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Jobs and more jobs are disappearing in this economic fallout. The government this morning says nearly 600,000 lost work in the first month of 2009. Unemployment sits at 7.6%.
It's huge. You know, this is, as far as I can tell, the second biggest payroll drop we've ever seen.
Chris Lowe, chief economist from FTN Financial. Jobs, of course, the centerpiece of that gargantuan $920 billion economic stimulus bill before the U.S. Senate. The House already approved its version. And if the Senate passes a package there, we'll be watching for the so-called reconciliation, a merger of the two. And that's when the legislative fireworks could really spark. Here's Marketplace's John Dimsdale.
During negotiations, Republicans and moderate Democrats vow to cut anything that doesn't stimulate the economy right away. Their targets include arts funding, climate research, and Amtrak funds.
$600 million for new government vehicles, $150 million for honeybee insurance, and the list goes on and on.
Mississippi Republican Senator Roger Wicker says both bills have lots of unnecessary pork.
These projects may have merit, but what do they have to do with creating jobs immediately?
President Obama, though, believes the sputtering economy needs a big jolt. And congressional scholar Tom Mann at the Brookings Institution expects the new president to use some of his political clout to save the spending.
I have a feeling you're going to see more hardball in the negotiations and that the final product that emerges will be very close to what Obama had in mind.
Senate negotiators hope the House side is willing to divert some infrastructure spending to help homebuyers. In Washington, I'm John Dimsdale for Marketplace.
Some buying on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow was up more than 100 points, about a percent, more than a percent. NASDAQ had a 2% gain, S&P shares higher as well. European shares are up at this hour, mostly under a percent, and Asian stocks had gains in Friday trading. Toyota hasn't had a yearly net loss since 1950, but the Japanese automaker this morning says it could very well be upwards of $4 billion in the hole this year. That's triple the loss it originally expected. And the way car makers are losing money, you'd think no one was buying, except the Chinese. They're purchasing enough cars that for the first time, sales may exceed those in the U.S. when those numbers come out next week. Here's Marketplace's Scott Tong.
January auto sales in China are expected to come in around 800,000 vehicles. That's 20% higher than U.S. sales. Now, this is just one month, and the image here is not exactly a Chinese roadster zooming past an American one. It's more of a wheelchair race. Michael Dunn is with J.D. Power and Associates.
You've got the Chinese puttering along and the U.S., against all expectations, going backward down the highway.
Eventually, Dunn expects U.S. sales to nose back ahead. But in the long term, he says the Chinese market is priority one for every automaker on the planet.
It is where the growth is, and if you want to be around 10 years from now, you better be competitive in China starting today.
The Detroit 3 faced the same challenge in China as they do back home, making little cars that sell. In Shanghai, I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by LendingTree, where you can choose up to four customized loan offers. 1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. And by Constant Contact, helping more than 250,000 small businesses and nonprofits succeed using email marketing. ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, a smart way to reach your customers.
Well, the Grammy Awards are this weekend on CBS. Really, they need the plug. The ratings have tanked in the past few years. But this year's lineup could help reinvigorate a program that in the past has been, shall we say, a bit lackluster. We're joined by Bill Wordy of Billboard magazine. Bill, this event here in L.A. this weekend is turning out to be a big who's who of top name acts. Who are we talking about?
I want you to just look at something here. This is the list of the performers for the Grammys in 2008, and this is the list of the performers for the Grammys in 2009. It's literally like looking at a minor league all-star lineup and then looking at a major league all-star lineup. When you see the shift that has gone on here and the amount of talent that they've added to perform and sort of bring this excitement and credibility to the Grammys this year, because they get a lot of flack, right? The ratings are down. The excitement isn't there. Do people care about the Grammys? But I just have to tip my cap because they clearly have done everything you could possibly do to make this show relevant and exciting.
And if it fails?
You know, if it fails, I don't know what succeeds.
Who's succeeding these days?
Well, I mean, I think if you look down the list of this year's Grammy nominees, if you look down especially the year of this year's Grammy performers, these are all people that have phenomenal years. I mean, Lil Wayne came out, and I mean, he's the, you know, he's the Elvis of 2009. I mean, this guy is just a huge rock star who seems to have the Midas touch with anything he does. There have been some interesting sort of creative business models coming out of, you know, a Radiohead or a Nine Inch Nails, where they're going direct to fans with their music, and by most accounts having a good amount of success with that. Certainly making great music. Adele, you know, a UK singer, had a great breakout year.
I've made up my mind. Don't need to think it over if I'm wrong.
There's amazing music. There's great music. I would challenge you to be a lover of music and listen to all the great new things that are coming out every day and say that the reason music isn't selling is because of the art.
So we have all these success stories. How's the recession showing itself in the music industry?
A few of the things that we're seeing include, you know, like a softening in the touring market. For example, certainly when it comes to branded entertainment, budgets are being cut, right? So in the last few years with album sales in decline, one of the ways music has been making a lot of money is by getting huge brands, Pepsi, American Express, you know, giant consumer brands to come in and subsidize tours or, you know, use music in giant ad campaigns. And, you know, you're seeing those budgets shrink a little bit too. So you're definitely feeling the tightening there. You know, it's tough because, you know, with music sales in free fall, these were the things that were really sort of the bright spots. And now you're starting to see a little bit of weakness in those fronts too.
Bill Wordy from Billboard Magazine, thanks for being with us.
Hey, always a pleasure.
And hey, we're online at marketplace.org. Share your thoughts there, the podcast there as well, at marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Have a great weekend.
American Public Media.